In the Mideast, Israeli ground troops have gone into Gaza. Tanks are now in the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanun, as well as on the Palestinian side of the Erez crossing.
Overnight, Israeli missiles hit the Palestinian Interior Ministry in Gaza City and caused heavy damage to the building. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited Beit Hanun and filed this report.
Palestinians in Beit Hanun said several Israeli tanks moved into the outskirts of the town and troops took over at least one house. 21-year-old Tariq al-Masri says the situation in this northern Gaza town is tense.
You see the helicopter is in the air and the tank is in the, our land. And you know the situation is really so bad. And we are so scared because we don't know what the Israeli occupation will do and after that.
Israeli officials say their operation is meant to try to free captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who has been held by Palestinian militants since last week, and to stop Qassam rocket fire from Beit Hanun and other areas in northern Gaza on southern Israel. Yesterday, a Qassam rocket from Gaza landed in an empty school in the Israeli town of Ashkelon, about 8 miles north of Gaza. It's the deepest a Qassam has penetrated into Israel, and Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called it an escalation of the conflict. The Israeli Security Cabinet approved an expansion of the military operation in northern Gaza. Israel has been poised for a large-scale ground invasion into Gaza, but is held off while diplomatic efforts to free the soldier continued. A week ago, Israel hit Gaza's main power plant. Since then, some power has been restored, but most homes get electricity only a few hours a day. In Beit Hanun, Manwal al-Masri, a mother of nine, says the shooting from the tanks, the sonic booms from Israeli airplanes, and the tension keep her children awake much of the night.
In fact, we cannot sleep at night because we are so worried, afraid that there will be the invasion. So we are just awake, waiting for something to happen that we would be able to run away. We're really, almost our life is frozen. We cannot go out, we cannot cook, but we are just eating from what is available at home.
Israel has completely sealed off the Gaza Strip since yesterday. United Nations officials say there is currently a 3-day supply of fuel in Gaza, fuel that is needed to power the generators for hospitals and other vital services. They say if more fuel is not allowed in, there could be a humanitarian crisis. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza City.